let's look how the prices fared on the resumption of overnight trading. We gave the regular trading, we gave the overnights at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 574.5, down 7 on the open. September, 585, down 7. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 516.5, down 12 on the open. September, 550, down 7.75. December, 575, down 8. And March of 2010, 587, down 15 on the open. July corn opened at 349, down 28 on the open. September, 358, down 26.5. December, 375, down 22.25. March of 2010, 385, down 24.5. May, 388, down 30. July, 395, down 30 on the open. July soybeans opened 12.15, unchanged on the open. August, 11.11, down 11. September, 10.25, down 11. November, 9.74, down 9.5. January of 2010, 9.61, down 25.5. March, 9.55, down 20.5. And May, 9.45, down 19.5 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 4.05, down 6.40 on the open. July soybean oil opened at 35.30, down 48 on the open. June live cattle opened at 84.40, down 22.5 on the open. August feeders, 102.72.5, up 100. July lean hogs, 58.50, up 47.5. And July bellies, 55, down 100 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, what a surprising morning, Dave. I'll tell you, none of us in the business, I think, were looking for what the government did to us this morning as far as the corn acreage planted. You know, the average guess being 84.16 and coming in 87.04, 3 million acres over what the guesstimates was. And that's why we're seeing that minus 30 in most of the beans, or in most of the corn out there today, Dave. So that pulling the rest of the market down, along with the outside markets being down, looks like we've probably seen the highs for the year unless we see some tremendous weather changes later this summer.
Yeah, grain stocks didn't help either at 4.266 billion bushels.
No, the grain stocks were a little higher than expected in both the corn and the beans, but still a very tight old crop bean situation, even with a little bit of increase over guesstimates. But all in all, a lot of corn, a lot of corn coming on, and the conditions rating yesterday looked quite good. I would sure hate to be in some of the areas of the country, like between Terre Haute and St. Louis and 40 miles south of Indianapolis down to Louisville and some of those places that just don't, the crops just don't look good, and have the government tell you this. But, boy, Nebraska added a lot of acres, Iowa, Minnesota, you know, kept up to our acres in Illinois that we didn't think we really had, and, you know, just some really big numbers staring us in the face, along with sort of recessionary attitudes as far as the economic situation goes along.
I guess the only thing that producers have to hang their hats on now is weather, and for the next 20 days or so perhaps, and I wonder how much of that had already been factored into the corn price.
Well, there had been some, Dave. I mean, there definitely had. The weather from the late plantings, the idea of late pollination, and a few things like that. to see a run back to where we'd been before is going to take a hot pressure dome and very hot weather during pollination time period.
So as you crunch the numbers and do some what-ifs, what kind of ending stocks are you looking at for 09, 010 for corn?
You know, I didn't really look at that, but, I mean, they're going to be back up over a billion bushel very comfortably again, and that, of course, doesn't talk for good yields through the year. Lower prices like this could help our ethanol usage, and that would be one good thing that could come out of this. You know, we've been talking to, and the poor dairy farmers have been losing money hand over fist because of high corn costs. Maybe this could save a few dairies out in there.
And hog producers, too, might take another look at their production.
They've had a very rough year, Dave.
Let's turn our attention then to the soybeans with an acreage number of 77.5 million. I wonder, though, and that should be somewhat friendly, I suppose.
Oh, without the corn number, we would have been higher in the beans today, Dave. I think as long as that, we still had 1.5 million acre increase in the beans. The government coming up with like 4.5 million acres that they didn't have in the prospective planting report. I remember we talked a lot about that and wondered where those acres went and if they would come back into play, and they sure did. I mean, you know, corn above $4, beans above $10 brought those acres back into production.
Does the numbers that we see today potentially hurt the front end spreads?
No. I think that basically they're going to continue to work. We've still got very tight old crop stocks. We don't have quite as much new crop as what some people had anticipated, but I think that it's still the spreads continue to stay widen or stay wide. The old crop beans are by far the strongest thing that we have on the board today.
And I suppose we ought to comment on the wheat as well. We were really looking at fundamental factors such as maybe the crop isn't so good in Argentina and Canada. The stands are not that great, but these numbers would probably take those fundamentals and call them a wash, I would think.
You said it all very correctly there, Dave. I mean, I think that, you know, we saw more wheat being planted along the way also, and so it's the total wheat acres up and away we go, or down we go, I guess, instead of away we go. So, you know, as we look at the corn markets in a fast market and all locked down the limit, the July corn down 35 cents now as we speak. So doesn't look like we'll see much trade in the corn pit today.
So I guess we're left with, you know, what advice to offer to the producer now forward who needs to do some marketing. No one's probably marketed all of their 09-10 crops yet. Clearly, the supply cushion is building. And what advice would you have for trying to figure out how to market, and maybe even more importantly, when to think about marketing?
Well, I think you know, right here we're in, you know, this has turned the trends around. We are in a downtrend here now, Dave, and you know, catch up marketing, depending on what sort of protection things will be elevators will be taking this evening, whether we want to surge into that, see how this goes 2 days in a row or not. You know, I think that we'll have to wait to see the close today and see if we can get trading anything, and if so, why that'd be a good opportunity. And but we are going to probably be slightly aggressive on getting a little higher percentage sold if we don't have much sold.
What percentage would you think you'd like to be up to if you don't have much sold?
Well, I mean, you know, like that depends on the individual and how they're doing it, but we'd probably like to get up to that 40, between the 40 and 50% sold on corn and beans both.
By the next X day, how many days would you say? The next week, the next month?
The next 25 days.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Jay, the information that